The Invest in Ed campaign, which aims to get a measure on the November ballot that would raise the income tax of higher earners in Arizona, has released new polling indicating it's a popular concept among nearly two-thirds of the state's voters. The effort will need 150,642 valid signatures to make the ballot. At an event yesterday, the group wouldn't disclose how many signatures they'd collected. Joining me with a progress report is Joshua Buckley. He's a Mesa teacher and chair of the Invest in Ed initiative. Josh, how's the effort going at this point? You've got about a month to go to collect the needed signatures.
So right now, we've got a lot of that support that was generated during the Red for Ed movement. We've got a lot of teachers and educators and, you know, community members who are ready to do some work and get some funding for schools. And so we're in the process of getting out there. We just released some poll numbers yesterday that show that Arizona voters, two-thirds of Arizona voters support the initiative with the polling that we did. So right now we're just collecting signatures. You know, we think that we're on track to get it done by July. We're just, you know, we've got events happening every weekend and sort of organically people are hosting stuff during the week and doing all sorts of stuff to gather signatures. So we're excited about, you know, the organic and sort of ground up movement that's gathering signatures out there for the initiative.
Let's go inside the numbers a little bit if we can, yeah. Because definitely there is support based on the survey that was released. Can you give me an idea of how specific the question was? Was it, hey, do you support more funding for education, or was it specifically about raising this particular tax?
There were very specific questions on the actual income tax initiative, and then there was we even worked with some negative messaging in there to see if the support held. And used the, you know, sort of the opposition messaging about it, and the support for it held even after we tried the opposition messaging on it, still have support even after kind of going through sort of negative messaging around it and sort of some of the issues that we think will pop up when we, you know, once it gets on the ballot, you know, some of the things that we think we're going to face. And so despite that, what we've seen is that people through the poll believe that more needs to be done. They're very aware of what happened in the legislative session and what the governor and the legislative body passed, but they still believe that more needs to be done for education funding. And like I said, two-thirds support this initiative, the exact initiative, not just supporting funding for schools, but the exact initiative that we're working on.
Now, that's an interesting point you make, because I think there may be some who think that as we hear about some of these school districts that have, in fact, raised salaries for teachers, based on the Red for Ed movement, it was about a lot more than just teacher pay raise.
Right. And I think that's what people are seeing. I mean, the governor, when Red for Ed came out and said, these are the things we want, the governor put his focus right away on teacher salaries, but didn't truly address sort of the funding needs in our classroom when it comes to, you know, building repair and curriculum needs and outdated textbooks and broken desks, all those sorts of things. As a classroom teacher, you know, I am happy that my district was able to take the funds that the legislative body pushed over. They had to do some maneuvering and pulling from some different areas to make sure that in Mesa, every educator, not just classroom teachers, but everyone who's considered a certificated employee, is going to be getting this 10% raise in Mesa. But they had to be creative with where that money's coming from. It wasn't all from the dollars put forward by the governor. And I think people know that school funding is about more than teacher salaries, and it was from us. And I think that they see that just because you raise teacher salaries doesn't mean that desks are going to be, you know, fixed. And it doesn't mean that we're going to get new textbooks. And so people see that need there still.
Now, you've heard the conventional wisdom narrative that people are more willing to support a sales tax hike than an income tax hike on a limited number of people. What are your thoughts on that? Do you think that's a misguided narrative?
Well, I think the problem that we have with the sales tax is that we are so sales tax heavy in Arizona. We have, you know, I think I don't want to say where we're at, but I know we're high and per state. I think it might be 11 or 10 where we're at. As sales tax wise. So we have a high sales tax. And the issue is that when we raise sales taxes, so many of our rural municipalities and our cities use sales taxes to fund what they do, whether it's police and fire and safety. And so if we go out for a sales tax, it makes it harder for cities to go out for a sales tax and do the things they need to do on top of it. So some areas will have over, you know, a 10%, a double digit sales tax, because that's how we fund stuff in Arizona. And we've continually relied on a sales tax. And we just don't think that that's the best way to do it. We don't think that that's the right way to fund schools. I mean, this is only a piece of the puzzle for funding education that we're asking to do through this income tax. Right now, a lot of what goes into the general fund that funds education comes out of sales taxes. So we're just trying to diversify where those funds for schools come from.
Joshua Buckley is a government economics teacher. He's also chair of the Invest in Ed campaign. Josh, thanks for the time this morning.
Hey, thank you so much.